Welcome to Just Me and the I Ching. In this episode, we are going to look at what advice we need to take into account for the next 2 weeks. I do podcasts approximately every 2 weeks. So we'll see what cards we get that come out. I use a card-based system. I don't use coins, yarrow sticks, or dice. So let's see what cards come out. So we have 52 and 62. So I'll have a look into these and we'll see what advice we have for the next 2 weeks. Hexagram 52 in the I Ching, or the Book of Changes, is called Keeping Still Mountain. It represents a mountain which is stable, still, and unchanging. The lesson of this hexagram is about the power of stillness and stability. It suggests a time to pause, to be patient, and to remain firm in your position. Hexagram 52 might be advising you to stay grounded and not to be swayed by external influences. It could also be a reminder to conserve your energy and not rush into action prematurely. By staying still like a mountain, you can gather your strength and wait for the right moment to act decisively. Overall, the lesson of Hexagram 52 is about the strength that comes from inner stability and the importance of patience and perseverance in achieving your goals. The other card which appeared was Hexagram 62. In the I Ching, it's called Preponderance of the Small. It represents a situation where small, gradual changes accumulate to create significant effects over time. The lesson of this hexagram is about the power of persistence, patience, and attention to detail. It might be advising you to stay focused on the small things and not underestimate their importance. It suggests that even seemingly minor actions or details can have a significant impact in the long run. This hexagram encourages you to be diligent in your efforts, even if progress seems slow at first. And when I looked at the two hexagrams, these were the moving lines that appeared. I'll explain what moving lines are in another podcast at a later date. So the moving lines, the lessons from the moving lines were the importance of accepting limitations and boundaries. It suggests a time when one has reached the peak of a situation and must now recognize the need to stop and reflect rather than continually push forward. It can also indicate a time when external circumstances prevent further progress, and it is wise to accept these limitations gracefully. The other moving line four suggests a situation where one is in a position to act, but there is uncertainty or hesitation about the best course of action. The lesson of this line is about the importance of finding balance between stillness and action, and the need to proceed with caution and deliberation. Thank you for listening, and I hope there was some valuable information that you picked up that you'll see in the next couple of weeks that you need to bear in mind. And you all have a lovely weekend or weekday, be it a good night or good day, whatever time zone you're in, and I'll catch up with you soon. Have a great day or night. Take care. This is the Just Me and the I Ching from Nigel. And if you would like to send an email with some suggestions or talk about your own experiences with the I Ching, you're more than welcome to do so. If you would like to ask a question, or even provide one of your own readings, that would be fantastic. My email address is ncnz2015@gmail.com. So bye-bye and take care. See you later.